Hello and welcome, it's Alana here. Like a lot of us, I faced my own ups and downs on the health journey, and that's what drives my passion for helping others find their path to weight loss and wellness. It's not just about motivation. It's about having the right plan, tools, and support tailored to your unique life. As a registered dietitian who lost 100 pounds and has helped hundreds of thousands of people lose weight with my program, The 2B Mindset, I'm here to guide you through this process. And remember, your journey doesn't stop here. For those ready to take a bigger leap, check out all of our amazing resources in the description below. You've got this. Let's get started. Welcome to our new and mighty group. I am so glad you're here. The most important groups I run, the most important weight loss accountability groups I run are these seasons of spring and fall. Spring and fall are brilliant and beautiful times to lose a lot of weight and see tremendous amounts of progress. December, August, super hard months, okay? You can have a ton of weight loss success January, February, March, when like the rush of energy, the post-holiday fog is gone. There aren't as many events. You don't like, you're kind of whatever. But it's sometimes harder January, February, March, because the weather is so cold and you still have those like hard times, you know, drinking all the water. And you're also still coming off of like the sugar addiction of December. And I find these months of April, May, June, before summer travels, before the anxiety of like August vacations and then getting the kids back to school and stuff like comes in, this is really time to succeed. This is when the hour change is in our favor because we have it brighter most of the day. So the idea of taking an extra walk between the hours of 4 and 6:30, you know, it has to be embraced. Any sort of walk, you know, I have my kids at home. I don't have help at all, like past 4 p.m. So that time between 4 and 8, putting them to bed can sometimes feel like it's going on for so long. And the idea of taking a walk and having that be selfish is sometimes like, my husband's like, where are you going? Like, where are you leaving us? It's like, it's 20 minutes. I'll be back in a snap. Nothing big is going to happen in that time. Like, it's just good. It's good for the mental health. It's good for the blood sugar control. It's good for your weight loss. It's good for your anxiety. It's good for keeping that low and bringing down the cortisol and getting you ready for bed at night. So really take advantage of these later days, the better weather, and really let's just like make so much progress in these spring months in May. Let's just see, so because why not, like why not lose 10 pounds in May? You know, it's like, how many events do you have in May compared to what might come up later in the summer? So we got to take advantage of this time. I know that they also sometimes call this Maysember because there's so many graduations and it's Mother's Day and it's end of the year performances, and I get that, but like, so you just bring your massive water bottle to every single thing. You bring it to your championship game. Like, you sit with your water wherever you are, your water bottle should be. Let's really get into it and let's focus on having as much weight loss, healthy weight loss as we can this month. And on top of that, more importantly, really establish the healthy habits this month to set ourselves up for continued weight loss throughout the summer months. Okay. So it's really like just putting the work in now so it feels easier later on. All right, now let's dive into the absolute first question. I am so excited about this. I always want to make videos on it. I think it resonates with so many people and it's very relevant to all of us. The question comes from Lindsay. You've spoken before about healthy food versus healthy foods for weight loss. Can you give some examples of the best proteins, veggies, and FFCs for weight loss? So I really love that I've become known for this. I had like a really viral series on it early in 2020 on TikTok. It's how I got a lot of my followers there at the time. And it's just such a fun topic for me to explore because I was a victim of this marketing, you know, and that's what is actually really interesting. When I was younger and I was morbidly obese, the funny thing is there was a point where I had seen so many nutritionists and I was sent to fat camp for so many summers where I had nutrition classes, that there was a point where I was actually thinking that I was the healthy one of my friends. And the perfect example of this is we would go to a pizza store and I was told that pizza is not healthy, pizza causes weight gain and so forth. So all my friends would be super satisfied with this one slice of pizza. you know, what's a slice of pizza? Let's say like 350, 400 calories. They would have the slice of pizza and they would feel fine and satisfied. And I was like, oh no, I am far too healthy to eat pizza. I'm on a health journey. So I was like stuck, by the way. I wasn't getting any progress. Instead of getting the pizza, I would be on my high horse getting a bagel and the most mayonnaise-filled tuna salad you could imagine. So I would get this. So I was like too virtuous to eat this, like, let's say 380 calorie slice of pizza. So instead I would have a 300 calorie bagel. Not that I need you to count calories, but just for context, I would get a 300 calorie bagel, pile it on with like 200 calories worth of mayonnaise-y tuna. And then I would eat this Caesar salad, which was like four leaves of lettuce drowned in croutons and Parmesan cheese. So I've always been a volume eater and I've always been interested. Well, I haven't always been interested in nutrition. There was a point where I was like, okay, fine, there are healthier choices. But I was having foods that might have seemed healthier, but were certainly not healthier for weight loss. So once it clicked in my head of like, oh, okay, maybe I could scoop out the bagel. Maybe I can have just half of it. Maybe I could, you know, have the tuna, but pile on more lettuce and tomato on top of it and eat it more open face. Maybe for the Caesar salad, I could have a better ratio of romaine lettuce to croutons. So there's actually more romaine lettuce than croutons, and slowly worked into a method where I never cut down on the volume of how much I was eating, but I made the choices that were actually getting me the results I needed. So this topic of healthy versus healthy for weight loss is super enlightening for me because I've had these aha moments along the way. A huge aha moment was dried fruit. I would constantly see my friends, let's say, eat chocolate chip cookies. And again, they had better portion control and they didn't have as big of an appetite as me. So they would have, you know, one slice, like one chocolate chip cookie and be satisfied and done. And meanwhile, I would sit there with the Costco sized bag of dried mango that would do far bigger of a blood sugar spike. Because dried mango is, first of all, mango is one of the highest sugar fruits we have. When it's fresh and you have a few slices, that's great. It could be totally fine, especially when it's paired with a protein like cottage cheese in the form of a breakfast. But when it's sugar fruit, concentrated, so all the water is taken out and all the sugars are concentrated into a small bite. Sure, you have some fiber there. Sure, you have some vitamins. But when it comes to our body's reaction to taking in that kind of sugar, especially if the volume of it is larger, like instead of having 5 jelly beans, you feel like you should have, you know, 10 or 15 slices of dried mango because you might look at it as a quote unquote free food because it's a fruit. Like I could have as much as I want. You can very likely be doing more harm to your blood sugar control and your weight control, okay, in that process. So dried fruit is another example of a food that may quote unquote be healthy, but may very well not be healthy for weight loss. And I'd say dried fruit in general, especially if you're a volume eater like me and you like to eat a lot, we want to be consuming water when we eat foods. We want water-filled foods that fill our stomach and take up actual real estate in our stomach so we feel fuller sooner. And so having any form of dried fruit, things like dates and things like dried mango and things like dried bananas, which are actually deep fried, brings down the volume, concentrates the sugar, and can certainly seem healthy, but lead to an unhealthy weight gain. Okay, so 1-2 pieces, fine. But I do kind of want you, because this group is specifically focused on weight loss. This is not a group for kids who want a better for you dessert, where like I buy these dried fruits for my kids and that's fine. But for us and this particular group, I want you to steer further away from things like dried mango and maybe onto things like freeze dried fruit. So I don't know if you guys have ever heard freeze dried fruit, but like they make freeze dried strawberries. They actually make freeze dried bananas, which are very good side note for diarrhea because they, that's like a super side note thing, but freeze dried bananas are helpful if you have that situation. But when it's freeze dried, they basically are able to maintain more of the volume. They are taking out the water content, but they are able to maintain the volume. So freeze dried strawberries are about the same size. A slice of a freeze-dried strawberry is about the same size as a whole strawberry that's been dried and shriveled down. So freeze-dried fruit could be great. It doesn't usually have any added sugar. There are freeze-dried strawberries. You can get a big bag of freeze-dried strawberries from Trader Joe's, and the whole bag has about 140 calories. So it's kind of similar to eating the same size volume of strawberries. So I would definitely go from dried fruit to freeze-dried fruit if you can see it. It's great in things like Wonder Whips and my recipes for Wonder Whips or Wonder Whip barks, where you can freeze them. They really add that good fruitiness, and they don't contain tons of added calories or sugar. So that's a really nice difference between healthy and healthy for weight loss. The next one that I'll talk about, because I have a whole list, are juices. Juices, especially when they have a small hint of green, everyone thinks they're healthy. There's a huge difference between healthy and healthy for weight loss when it comes to juices. Juices don't really do much for weight loss. They are sugars. They don't make us feel full. They don't have that crunch, the bite. We have a lot of studies that show that just chewing food helps aid in satiation. So you can potentially eat less at the following meal. When you suck back a juice, yes, it might be green. It could still very much just be glorified apple juice with a pinch of spinach. So now it looks green. Okay. If you're having a juice, it should taste like a liquid salad. It shouldn't be sweet at all. Okay. And I would say 99% of green juices on the market have more apples and, you know, sugary fruits than they do vegetables. There's really no reason for them. Okay. So I like those green juices for people who are extremely ill and have no appetite. I've worked in oncology. I did my residency at City of Hope, which is the top cancer hospital in the country. For someone like that who has a very low appetite, who's not getting any greens and wants to have a green juice, that's one thing. For everyday healthy people who are trying to achieve weight loss, I don't see any value in most of those green juices, if not all those green juices. I am a huge fan of my Vitapods. As you know, I am drinking it right now. I have two of these apple pear Vitapods in my 50-ounce container. They're 5 calories a pop. They taste just like sugary apple juice that I had as a kid. I crave these every single day. They also give you electrolytes. It's just a no-brainer. If you like a green juice, I would use the apple pear Vitapod, and I would throw, you know, veggies in that and suck it down that way. It really tastes like apple juice, but again, it's 5 calories compared to closer to 150 calories of sugar. So when it comes to our body and how our body reacts, yes, you might say it's, well, it's pure juice. It's pure, you know, freeze, you know, cold pressed apples and apple juice, but you're leaving all that fiber there that keeps you full. You're denying yourself the opportunity to chew those 4 apples that would actually make you feel really full. When you have a cup of apple juice, it usually takes about 2 to 3, sometimes 4 apples to get all that juice. If you sat down and you ate 4 apples, think about how much that would fill up your stomach. You would be stuffed. But that juice people have just on the side of their eggs and toast or pancakes. So it really is not doing anything to fill us up and make us feel good and help with our overall weight loss. Okay. So definitely juices. Next thing is granola bars. Granola bars, many bars have more grams of sugar than they have grams of protein or fiber. An easy way to see if a granola bar is simply a candy bar is to look at the grams of sugar and then look at the grams of fiber and protein. You should ideally have more grams of protein than grams of sugar in any bar, or more grams of fiber than sugar in any bar. Okay, so there are a lot of examples of protein bars that contain that. The Beach bars are like that, 10 grams of protein, I believe only 4 to 6 grams of sugar. You know, I like, there's like a Kirkland Signature, the Costco brand has a protein bar that has more grams of protein than sugar. So most bars on the market are like the Go Macro bars. You know, a lot of people like some of these bars. They seem very healthy. The Kind bars, like, they seem really healthy. That doesn't mean they're necessarily healthy for weight loss. I'm going to keep going on this topic, okay? Because you guys keep asking for it. Now, I really don't like when people demonize salads. Even if you have my cookbook, Love the Food That Loves You Back, you'll see I have lots of salad dressings there that contain honey or maple syrup, because I think the perfect crave-worthy sexy salad usually has a balance of sugar, salt, a little fat, like a bite of almond crunch, a little sweet salad dressing. Like, I really am a big believer that anything that gets you eating more vegetables is a good thing. But like, I started this conversation with my Caesar salad that had more croutons and Parmesan cheese in it than lettuce, something you need to be thinking about. So Trader Joe's, major grocery stores, Taylor Farms, their Target has them, like a lot of these salad kits. Now, I personally love salad kits. I highly recommend them. There was a question someone asked on, you know, convenient food for a mother, working mother of four. Salad kits are awesome. But when you look at the ratio of vegetables in a salad kit to the four bags of toppings, I think you really got to be smart in terms of playing that edge of healthy versus healthy for weight loss. Most of my clients know this, but if you don't, I will share. Whenever you get a salad kit, I recommend going, if there's usually 3 to 4 toppings, I recommend either choosing 2 and fully enjoying them, or going half of each of them. Okay. Half of each of them, or on a waste and you don't want to waste your money and you paid for it, just doubling up the vegetables. So what I like to do is I like to take one salad kit plus one bag of like butter lettuce or shredded cabbage, $1.99 bag of just vegetable. And then I'll use all the toppings, but now I'm dispersing it in a lot more vegetables. So instead of being one meal worth of veggies, it's 2. Or instead of being half a veggie serving for me at a meal, now it's a full serving of veggies for me because I eat a ton of vegetables. Okay. So I want you to be conscious of that, because what a waste to get a salad and then feel like it's actually not helping your weight loss, right? And so that's just something to think about. Other things are acai bowls, muffins. People think muffins are healthier than donuts. There's a concept that like a muffin is better for you than a cookie. I don't know why. Maybe because we associate muffins with breakfast. And I have a great muffin recipe in my cookbook. Another shout out to my cookbook, these like little Ruthie's blueberry muffins that are super high in protein and great for you. But the variability between a weight loss muffin and a weight gain muffin is wide, right? Like one can be a weight loss muffin, like the little blueberry muffins in my cookbook. They're like super high in protein. They're super high in fiber. They're actually mini, you know, like probably 90 calories a pop, tops, maybe 60. And then a 450 calorie muffin from Starbucks that is 100% weight gain. Okay, now let's talk about Starbucks. Mark Hyman, Dr. Mark Hyman, I love what he said. He's like, why don't we just call Starbucks what they are and just face it that they're a sugar dispensary for the country? Starbucks is a sugar dispensary. And it's so frustrating because it's one thing if you know that, right? So like I work with this girl, Sophia, she's like, fine, but everyone knows that. Like everyone knows that Starbucks isn't healthy. I'm like, you know that. Most people don't know that. And when Starbucks hides behind the like green logo and has like a lot of wood and this like earthy vibe, and they hide behind things like tea and coffee and like lavender. They have a new drink called lavender and matcha. Like they lead their marketing with zero calorie health foods, coffee, tea, matcha, lavender. So lead with that. And so you think, okay, health. And then that's the cover is this like health word. And then 99.9% behind the curtain is just sugar and cream or oat milk, which is just sugar. And so oat milk is another example of healthy versus healthy for weight loss. You know, there are a lot of brand deals I get offered as a, like a social, like someone with a big social media following, and I just don't take. You know, I had this one brand deal that was offering me like decent offer, but it was for an oat milk brand and oat milk ice cream. And I'm like, why are we hiding behind this health halo? I'm not going to do that. So I just said no to that. And then I just said no to a product that's great for weight loss, like these zero calorie salad dressings that taste so disgusting and horrible that I would never suggest that to anyone, because there are plenty of foods that are healthy for weight loss that are just not worth eating because they taste so vile, and you shouldn't have to experience that either. So we need to find that good balance there. Okay. Other things I wrote down for that are healthy versus healthy for weight loss is oatmeal. Oatmeal, I find healthy for weight loss if a couple of parameters are fit. First of all, for women, I usually see oatmeal only help for weight loss if the woman is very fit. I usually do not see oatmeal work for someone who has a desk job, who's eating a big bowl of oatmeal and then sitting down the rest of the day. I have never seen that work for someone for weight loss, honestly. Like in all my years, I'm like waiting for someone to argue that. I'm sure it's possible, so I'm not going to say it's impossible, but a big bowl of oatmeal, I usually only see work for weight loss if the person is exercising afterwards. And it's usually not like a 25-minute yoga class. It's actually usually someone who's doing strength training and cardio and is working out closer to 60 to 90 minutes a day, not 20 to 40. Okay. So that's my take on oatmeal. It is usually works only for people who are engaging in fitness afterwards. And it's usually only good if it's paired with a protein. Another shout out to my cookbook. I have like a high protein oatmeal recipe in there where I use egg whites to cook it rather than water in a way. You could also add a scoop of protein powder to it. And you could also amp up the fiber like bran. You could add like, you know, just bran to it, like sprinkle that on like wheat germ to get the fiber up. Okay. Or psyllium husk or something with a lot more fiber, because fiber is a sponge for sugar. Okay, I want to repeat that. Fiber is a sponge for sugar. Fiber slows the digestion of sugar into the body and help reduce blood sugar spikes that cause inflammation, that can cause prediabetes and diabetes and obesity and so forth. So we want to have the highest fiber food we can have. And so when you think about a word like granola, you think, oh, fiber, but then you realize, whoa, there's way more sugar here. So that's not helping. So we want to get higher fiber, which is why juices do not work for weight loss, and why a lot of Starbucks drinks do not work for weight loss. The other thing that I see is, because you asked me to go through like all the food groups, dark chocolate by, you know, Sophia, who works for me, is like, no, everyone knows dark chocolate is chocolate. Dark chocolate, when it's 70% up, can be healthy for weight loss. Like I've seen so many people have 1 to 2 squares dark chocolate after dinner even, or like mid-afternoon, and you know, help it satisfy a chocolate craving because it's mostly chocolate. If you look at a chocolate bar that's 70% dark chocolate, real chocolate, it's actually super high in fiber and usually a lot more fiber than sugar. You get the benefits of the antioxidants, and then you really are satisfying that chocolate craving because you're like hitting your taste buds in the face of cocoa, okay? When we start to have something that says dark chocolate bar and it's really mostly sugar and they're not giving you a percentage, it's not, it might sound healthy. It's not necessarily healthy for weight loss. If that's not obvious, I wanted to call it out. And let's talk about meat, okay? Because I think meat can be very healthy for weight loss, but there is a gamut on how much fat is in the meat, okay? And so a lot of people eat hamburgers and they're 20-80. They're 80% meat, 20% fat. That's a high amount of fat, especially when you are going to potentially cook it on a greased griddle, potentially add bacon or cheese to it or avocado to it. We're now entering a category of potentially just too much fat to get weight loss. Of course, if you have the 80-20 patty, you're wrapping it in lettuce, you're pairing it with turnip fries, it can work great because there's not a lot of added fat to the meal. But I personally eat meat. I typically keep it to the weekends. I'll definitely eat meat tomorrow, I know, because I got like all of these loins. But what I like to do is during the week, I like to replace meat recipes, like 80-20 ground beef recipes, with turkey or ground meat that's 90-10. You can find 90-10, so it's more meat, less added fat. Definitely recommend doing that. Grass-fed, you can try getting because it typically has less fat in it, but there's a lot of mislabeling there. So I actually like to see the percentages when I can. And then when it comes to getting cuts of meat, the interesting thing is I'm always like very budget conscious. I try to make a lot of videos that show like how I'm always looking to save money, especially at the grocery store, especially with my family and the fact that I host so many meals, it can get really expensive really fast. And what we like to do, my husband and I, when we're hosting, is I get these loins, like tenderloins. They're such a better bang for your buck. If you're on a budget and you're trying to lose weight, the best thing, because the fattier meats are actually more expensive. And it's one of the only cross sections where the budget friendly choice is also the weight loss choice, right? So that's not always the case. When it comes to bread, like higher fiber gourmet bread is usually a lot more expensive than white Wonder bread, right? But when it comes to meat, a fattier steak with all that marbling is usually sometimes double the price as chuck meat with a lot less fat. But the chuck meat, the meat that has less fat and more meat, is so much healthier for us. We don't want all that extra fat. We want the muscle. Like, we want the meat. We want that protein. We want that iron. We want that vitamin B12. So we want, you know, that heme iron. So if you're listening to the, and the protein. So if you're listening to this and you're a vegan and you're grossed out, like, I apologize. But for everyone else listening, you want chuck meat. And no, like, there's not a lot of fat on chuck meat. So you need to slow cook it. You need to put it in a crock pot. You need to, I have a great recipe also in my cookbook. It's called Meat Lover's Meat. It's for top round. It's not a fatty piece of meat, but you cover it in sauce and you cook it for 3 to 4 hours. And it is the most tender, juiciest meat ever. And it doesn't have a ton of fat on it, but you just need to cook it low and slow. Do the right methods. I like to get the chuck meat, the pieces, and throw it in an Instant Pot or a crock pot with broth and barbecue sauce, and that tenderizes it. The tenderloins I saw next to, I forgot what cut it was, but it was like half the price of this gigantic, I think, like a fattier brisket or something. So always, always a good idea to get that, because that's where healthy versus healthy for weight loss really also comes into play, is with red meat. It's not that all red meat is bad for weight loss, and it's not that all red meat is healthy for weight loss. I also recommend, if you are going to get the 80-20 ground beef because it's more budget friendly, it's even a lot more budget friendly if you cut it with a ton of vegetables. So I always like to grate a carrot into my burgers, or grate a zucchini into my burgers and just squeeze out the extra liquid, or add a whole bag of cauliflower rice, a $2 bag of cauliflower rice to ground meat. You're going to get at least 30% more hamburgers, and your family won't be able to tell they're eating veggies. It's like a snuck in veggie, but it's also much more budget friendly. And a little bit goes a longer way, and you enter this place where it's not just healthy, it's also healthy for your weight loss. Okay. So I love this question. I hope that answered a lot of your question. I will also say there's some foods that get demonized for not being good for weight loss that can be. One example is cereal. Not all cereals are created equal, the same way not all muffins are created equal. I haven't eaten cereal in years. And now that there are so many better for you options, I actually find myself eating cereal again, which is really funny. So everyone always asks me the brands. Magic Spoon, Three Wishes, Catalina Crunch, who I love to work with. It's a great product. And those are the three at the top of my head. There's one more I'm not thinking of. Maybe one of you will add it. But like, I find that I could have a bowl of cereal. I use my craving pressure bowl, so I know how much I'm having and I don't overdo it. But I actually, sometimes I have it with a little milk, and sometimes I actually have it with cottage cheese, which can be great for weight loss. So, you know, there's definitely a fine balance between healthy for weight loss. I hope this helped clear it up a little bit. Okay. Next question. Let's jump into the next one. This question comes, before we go, Magic Spoon, Three Wishes, Catalina Crunch. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. Awesome. And there's definitely another one I can't think of right now.